to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant, in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and that annoying humming you hear in the background, if you possibly can, you might, who knows, is my neighbor mowing his lawn. The random beepings and stuff you hear, me turning off the various things I forgot to turn off before I started recording this podcast, so it should get interesting. Record Store Day was this past Saturday. I've already posted links to some pictures I shot there on the rockstarjournalist.com blog. I had a lot of fun. I spent something around $150 between a couple of record stores. Got to go to a couple new ones in Kansas City. ZBD's RPM is, it's a great place. And if you get the chance, go check them out. As is Vinyl Renaissance, also on 39th. Fine places to spend your hard-earned record dollars. Bought some exclusives, some of which, many of which you will hear, as well as just some new-to-me acquisitions, as well as some stuff that's come in the mail, etc., so on and so forth. So we're going to get it started with a track from a split. This is the Glory Holes from Seattle, Washington, featuring the one, the only Dougie White. fantastic, fantastic garage punk. They put out a lot of stuff, probably not all that well known. I probably wouldn't have been introduced to them at all had it not been for the guys in Federation of Horsepower when they played a show with them many years ago. And energetic, entertaining. I don't know how often they play anymore. Not that often. But when they do, it's worth going to go see. From their split on Johnny Cat Records with the Flip Tops, this is the Glory Holes with Give It a Rest.
We'll be right back.
every time I listen to the Chrome Cranks, I go, oh man, this band is so awesome. Why don't I own more Chrome Cranks albums? And then I don't go out and buy any. Why? Because they're hard to find. And when you can find them, they're kind of expensive. Yeah, such is the problem with underground bands. Anyhow, from the Lost Time Blues single, that was Lost Time Blues by the Chrome Cranks. Before that, we had Iggy and the Stooges with Search and Destroy from a single of the same name that is from the repress on Sundazed Records, because I am not made of money and cannot afford an original pressing of that. And we started it all off with the Glory Holes doing Give It a Rest from their split with the Flip Tops. All three, great singles. That Chrome Crank single and that Glory Holes Flip Top split, both dollar records. So, yeah, yay me. Going to play a couple of exclusives. Not exclusives. Well, Record Store Day exclusives in this next set. Starting out with perhaps one of the weirder splits I've ever seen in my entire life. Superchunk did a split with Coliseum. Now, Superchunk, poppy, punky, indie band, long time basic mainstay of Merge Records. The folks in Superchunk run Merge Records. Coliseum, kind of heavy duty, doomy metal. Just evil sounding shit. And then they both cover Misfit songs. The Coliseum side, meh. They do Bullet, and it's good, but I don't think it's nearly as entertaining or as energetic as what Superchunk does on their Misfits cover, which is this song, Horror Business.
We'll be right back.
From their self-titled album, that was Generation X with Your Generation, featuring the one, the only Billy Idol on vocals. He would go on to greater fame and fortune as sort of his solo project. His first big hit was actually a re-recording of a Generation X song, that being Dancing With Myself. Now, they didn't get a lot of punk cred. Sort of like the Police, they were a little too poppy, they were a little older, just didn't get the, they're all sort of lumped in with a lot of the post-breakthrough bands in terms of being considered, English 70s punk, but, at the time they really did not get a lot of credit for what they were doing, which is a damn shame. That is a really, really awesome album. Ready, Steady, Go, I would hold up with anything else put out by the Damned or anybody else at that time. Before that, Husker Du with Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely from a split single with Green Day. That was a Record Store Day exclusive. And let's not even discuss the fact that I paid $8 for a two-song colored vinyl single, and then played not the cover, but the original version of the song. Yeah, Green Day does the a cover of Husker Du's song on the A side, and I, of course, played the B side, because honestly, it's better. Damn shame that. And before that, Superchunk did an actual cover of the Misfits' Horror Business from their split with Coliseum. Now, that is on some really sort of weird looking vinyl. It's kind of yellowishly orange marbly stuff. Honestly, the coolest part about that single, besides the Superchunk song, is the fact that the paper sleeve inside the jacket is black. And if I can find a place where I can order that, I'm going to stop getting white paper sleeves and just go straight to black, because it just looks totally badass. And it's a punk single, so I don't want to say metal, but it's fucking metal. Anyhow, sorry. Let's get back into the music, shall we? Oi, street punk, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's good music for drinking. It's good music for fighting. I will probably play one of the Big Bad Bullocks songs off this split as part of an upcoming sort of folk punk show. But all systems stop. They are a punk band. They are a street punk band. They are a drinking and fighting band. And from their split with Big Bad Bullocks on Flat Records, that being the label owned by members of the Dropkick Murphys, that sadly I think has stopped putting things out. But anyhow, this song by All Systems Stop is entitled We Don't Belong.
We'll be right back. everybody enjoying themselves? I mean, it's for free. What the fuck? Come on now.
A new band featuring former Circle Jerks and Black Flag frontman Keith Morris that was off. It's got members of Burning Brides, Red Cross, and Rocket from the Crypt / Hot Snakes. Now, that is a yet another Record Store Day exclusive. That is Off's Live at Generation Records, New York's Generation Records, a fantastic record store, especially if you like punk rock, garage, rockabilly, etc., so on and so forth. Definitely, definitely worth checking out. It's over by NYU, and it's got the bargain 7-inch bin down in the basement as well, worth checking out as well. They have lots of live and studio performances. I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase this. Okay, so I paid... you know what? I have my receipt right here. I paid $6 for that. And the $6 I paid for that, I would gladly flip with the $23 I paid for the Bouncing Souls Live at Generation Records LP. Because, God damn it, it sucks. Like, really, I mean, it's not that it's a bad recording or anything. Like, the recording itself is very good, but the performance is, it's not that great. It's kind of shoddy. Like, honestly, it's the entire performance, and it would have been a whole lot better if they had cut it down much in the way that Off did, put it out as, like, a 4-song single. The 4 really good songs on it are really great. There's a version of Sick of It All's Good Looking Out done on ukulele that is fantastic, and that would have been a great song. But, I mean, they fuck up a couple. It just... I'm going to tell you right now, if you see the Bouncing Souls Live at Generation Records Record Store Day LP, don't spend the money on it. It is one of the bigger disappointments I had. Anyhow, that song was Off, and was by Off, and it's called Rat Trap, and it is from their Live at Generation Records 7-inch, which is a split release, but from Generation Records and Vice, who put out their the first 4 EPs box set, which I still don't own because every time it comes in at Love Garden, it disappears before I have a chance to get down to the store. Before that was Sex Advice from their split with Shang-A-Lang. That song is entitled This Practice Space Smells Like Cocaine. And we started everything off with All Systems Stop from their split with Big Bad Bullocks on Flat Records, and that was entitled We Don't Belong. Yeah, you know, Flat put out a lot of really good releases when they were around, and it didn't last that long, maybe 5 years. If you can find their releases, you'll probably pay too much money for them, but very good selection of some of the finest street punk that was available in the latter part of the 90s. Okay, we're going to get into some hardcore, specifically some Revelation Records hardcore. 2 tracks off of some Revelation Records Record Store Day re-releases, as well as one by Fucked Up. And we're going to start it off with Burn. Members of this band would go on to be in Orange 9mm, specifically the frontman, from their self-titled debut 7-inch. This is Burn with Godhead.
Oh!
by the slightest tap or touch. I feel that hidden weaknesses are the basis of my fears. Our masks needed to survive in our own little evolving worlds. I feel that I'm being
out. massive white hot fight. And we better not quit, cause I'm getting sick. How it is becoming degrading. And in this sight, where everything's gonna burn. It's a day. Don't think I'm crazy, or I'm not. Wanted to this lot. Morality defeated, the passion is deleted. All related by desire. When you got a blind, losing your mind. Dancing this world on fire. In this sight, where everything's gonna burn. It's a day. Don't think I'm crazy, or I'm not. Wanted to take part.
From their self-titled EP on Revelation Records, that was Youth of Today with Disengage. Yeah, that was another Record Store Day reissue. You know, Revelation has been putting out just some great 7-inch reissues, and they're so cheap. Really pissed that I didn't get that Sick of It All reissue that came out last year. I mean, $5 for an album that literally, like, if you buy an original pressing, it's going to cost you an arm and a goddamn leg. Definitely worth picking up, especially if you like that old-school East Coast hardcore sound. Before that, not necessarily old-school East Coast, but definitely hardcore. That was Fucked Up with the Black Hats. That is the B-side to their Year of the Pig single. That is, Matador put out about 3 different edits of the Year of the Pig single, as well as a bunch of different B-sides, and then they put it out sort of as an LP that compiled everything. This is the original on Canada's What's Your Rupture Records. The Black Hats was the B-side, Year of the Pig, the A-side, an 18-minute-long epic that is... goddamn, it doesn't matter it's 18 minutes long. It is a fucking great song, and definitely, if you've not heard it, worth checking out. I may play it on the show at some point. It would make a nice counterpoint. I've played it on the radio a couple times as sort of the ending to a show that started out with NOFX as The Decline. Both 18-minute-long punk songs that certainly redefine the idea of what punk can be. And we started everything off with Burn doing Godhead from their self-titled EP, also on Revelation Records, also a Record Store Day re-release. Okay, none of these last 3 tracks are particularly new. One is a Record Store Day re-release. The other two, just happy, lucky finds. This first song is from an EP that I used to own and sold when I sold a bunch of 7-inches many years ago. and I'm currently spending way more money to replace them than I did when I originally purchased them. A Kansas City band, The Breakups, were a fantastic pop-punk act. If you like Screeching Weasel or The Queers or any of that sort of early to mid-90s era lookout stuff, you would like The Breakups. This is, if there were a hit, this would be it. From their album, the songs may only last a minute and a half, but the breakups can go all night long. This is The Breakups with My Cousin's Got the Big Ones.
Turn the lead vocal down.
The one after this, actually.
Cause it's a natural, no time to grieve.
Yeah, that last set was pretty poppy, but you know what? I think it was pretty damn good, too. From their album Talk Show, that was the Go-Go's with Head Over Heels, which, honestly, probably my favorite Go-Go's single. More so than Vacation, more so than We Got the Beat. Yeah, definitely probably my favorite Go-Go single. So good. Speaking of so good, Piebald, the monkey versus the robot from We Are the Only Friends That We Have. So much thank you to Rise Records for reissuing the first three Piebald albums, When Life Hands You Lemons, If It Weren't for Venetian Blinds, It Would Be Curtains for Us All, and We Are the Only Friends We Have on vinyl. A 3-LP set for the low price of $25. It disappeared fast. I would like to thank Kelly at Love Garden for holding back a copy for me while I stood in line and shot pictures on Saturday. Of everything that came out on Record Store Day, that was definitely the one that I wanted most. We Are the Only Friends We Have is the soundtrack to a certain point in my life. It came out right around the time I was 22 and going through a rather interesting period where I was dating a girl who I was not actually dating, or she didn't consider it dating, however you want to put it. Needless to say, it was a very intense relationship that ended rather abruptly, mainly because I met the woman who is now my wife, who I cannot thank for many, many, many things, most of all keeping me from converting to a religion that would have resulted in me changing in many, many ways. It's a very long, complicated story that I may go into at some point, but suffice it to say, Piebald's We Are the Only Friends We Have definitely returns me to a time when I was younger and much dumber. The Breakups did My Cousins Got the Big Ones from The Songs May Last a Minute and a Half, with The Breakups Go All Night Long, a mid-90s pop-punk release from Kansas City. And that is this week's show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. As always, it's been a pleasure. I enjoy playing songs for you, and I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoy playing them. You can find music reviews, book reviews, etc., so on and so forth, of tangible things in a digital era at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast can be found each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Remember, tell your friends to listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me records for play and review. And until next week, thank you so much.